walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young dying sons.
Wow, total confusion on Monday Night Raw. Your host, Rodolfo Roman, for the Roman Show, episode number 8. Tonight we talk pro wrestling. We headlined this show again with a lot of question marks. We open up the show of Monday Night Raw, having the Night of the Champion, CM Punk versus Kevin Nash. At the end of the show, it turns out it's going to be Triple H versus CM Punk. Total confusion. Don't know what's happening. I just got word that the reason why Kevin Nash will not be part of Night of the Champions is because he has an injury. Apparently what they're telling me is from a source here, an unidentified source, he has a torn quad. Again, we can't verify this, but that is the latest information we have why the match between CM Punk and Kevin Nash will not happen. My apologies, I did not present myself. This is your host, Rodolfo Roman, for the episode of number 8 of The Roman Show. You can follow me on Twitter, at RomanDH. Check out my website, Rodolfo.com, and also my Facebook, Facebook.com/RodolfoRRoman. Folks, before we get started here, talking a little bit of pro wrestling this evening, I want to read you a couple of news. The phone lines are actually jam-packed, so I want to make sure I get the phone lines going. But we want to start off as far as a quick recap of what's happening in the world of pro wrestling, that there's a lot of stress in the world wrestling entertainment, and that is because, well, they are afraid about tomorrow's SmackDown. There is WrestleMania-level stress coming from WWE writers for tomorrow night's live SmackDown event titled Super SmackDown. The feeling is that WWE want SmackDown off Friday night, so we could possibly have SmackDown on Tuesday. On another note regarding to SmackDown, the SmackDown brand will be headed overseas for a tour in France and Switzerland after tomorrow's live show. Big Show is being advertised for the tour, so it's possible he returns this week. Show was scheduled to return at WWE TV last week, but did not. On another note, as we had mentioned, Kevin Nash opened up the show saying that he had signed a lucrative contract with the WWE, but it turns out that according to PWIInsider.com, that it will be a short run on WWE TV. In fact, he has already booked a couple of shows, and at the same time, he does have a Legends contract. So expect to see Kevin Nash not as often as he had said that he had signed a lucrative contract. WWE will be hosting a WrestleMania 28 ticket kickoff party in Miami, Florida in November as it gets ready to host the 2012 WrestleMania 28 in Miami, Florida, where we are transmitting live from. Also, WWE is interested in several wrestlers signed to Dragon Gate USA. No word on who they are speaking about, but the company is willing to release talent from contracts if it means they will get a WWE deal. Also, we just got word that former WWE diva Terry Runnels, who once managed Goldust, made an appearance at K&S WrestleFest in Pennsylvania Saturday. She was joined by two bodyguards. It marked as her first public appearance, and she filed a lawsuit against her former partner, Jerome New Jack Young. We all remember New Jack, accusing him of libel for what she called a series of slurs he stated online about their sex life and her appetite for drugs and alcohol. Turning now to TNA, and folks, we have the phone lines packed. Please stay on the line. I will get to your phone calls. PWInsider.com is reporting that TNA Impact Wrestling star Matt Morgan has been medically cleared to return to the ring. TNA executive producer Eric Bischoff is currently in a legal battle for the rights to name Buffalo Bill Cody Beer. Bischoff launched his version of the beer this summer. However, Mike Darby's family owns the Buffalo Bills bar and claims to be the only one selling Buffalo Bill beer. So you won't be drinking any Buffalo Bill beer anytime soon. Paul Heyman's book, The Heyman Household, has been pushed back again. The book was scheduled to be released this November, but now has been pushed back to sometime in 2012. There are scheduling conflicts with a planned tour to promote the book, and the decision was made to push it back again because releasing it without promotion will hurt sales. So those are just some of the news we've got coming off the wires as far as what's happening in the world of pro wrestling. Again, a lot of confusion. A lot of people are excited to see Nash, which I was appalled that Kevin Nash came out to the NWO theme song. I think it brought a lot of memories to us wrestling fans and a lot of cheers, you know, because it's about time that they bring a little bit of the old school into the new school, mixing both and blend it and make it kind of like a nice drink. And let's talk about that promo that opened up WWE Monday Night Raw. It was quite interesting. At one point, though, the fake barfing from CM Punk got a little too carried away, and it was a little bit too much of sarcasm, but I got to give it to CM Punk with his click promo, making fun of Kevin Nash as far as the clicking noise that when he comes on TV, people just hit that click button, and the click as far as when Kevin Nash walks on to the ring, his knees, all you hear is click. The click was known as being Triple H, Kevin Nash, Shawn Michaels. So it was a quite humorous segment there. And you got to give it to Punk. He keeps on attacking Triple H about Stephanie McMahon, the boss's daughter, wearing the true pants in the WWE, although Triple H has the title of COO. But in reality, Stephanie is the one that runs the game in the back. So very interesting in that comment. Match of the night goes to Dolph Ziggler versus Randy Orton. Dolph Ziggler has really just outperformed himself. The guy is amazing. He reminds me of a Mr. Perfect. And I said it from the beginning, you know, the guy has a lot in him. He's very talented. As far as body-wise, the guy is ready for action. So by far, this guy could be one day a champion. Tomorrow night, Christian will face off against Randy Orton in a steel cage for the WWE Championship belt. And again, they are calling it a Super SmackDown. Now, I don't know if you guys understand about this, but it seems like they want to bring both brands together, as Triple H said that today they were going to mix in the World Raw and SmackDown. I want to get your opinion as far as, is this a good idea for the WWE to mix in both brands or have them separated as they have been for quite some time? So that means that we might not be able to see anymore the draft. And I think the draft was pretty fun, you know, a lot of excitement behind it, and left a lot of people guessing who was going to be doing what. All right, folks, we have right now on the line a very, very important person, a person who's very entertaining. You can find this man on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ L Electrical, who performed this weekend at ICW event here in Miami, Florida. He was managing a local wrestler in Miami, Florida, and nonetheless, L Electrical is always excited. L Electrical, can you hear me?
Hola, papi. ¿Cómo estás?
L Electrical, welcome to the Roman Show, episode number 8. Always a pleasure to have you here. The Electrical, first and foremost, before we talk about ICW and what occurred last weekend here in Miami, Florida, I want to get your opinion on Monday Night Raw. A lot of confusion. What do you think?
To be honest with you, Papi, and, you know, think about it this way. Remember the conversations we've been having for the past 2 weeks?
Okay, that sounds a little scary the way you say these things, but proceed.
But that's not the case. Look, Roman, what you and I, well, at least what I try to approach to you behind the scenes when we're not on the show is a whole different story, okay? But right now, I have to portray my loyalty to my man, the Macho Mark, and the Garbage Man, unless you would like to be part of the Rainbow Express too.
No, thank you, sir. I have to pretty much secure my credibility, but proceed.
Okay. So, look, many people have been asking me, El Electrico, what do you think of the CM Punk storyline? El Electrico, what do you think of The Rock and Cena? El Electrico, what do you think of the Sin Cara incident? All I could tell you guys is just stay tuned. That's the whole point of wrestling. It's like a soap opera for us men. It's, you have to continue watching it every week. You will be surprised. You never know what might come up every week. You might never know if it's maybe a past superstar or maybe if it's a new whole little twist into the storyline of the CM Punk Triple H saga. To be quite honest with you, Mr. Roman, I personally can't doubt the fact that we won't be seeing maybe CM Punk versus Triple H very in the near future, if not latest WrestleMania. Imagine that. That would be WrestleMania.
You know, in Electrical, and that is something that I said. I think it's too soon to have Triple H versus CM Punk. This feud could go on forever. I hope the WWE is smart enough to do this. They killed it with the old Cena and Punk angle. And I think it's about time these writers wake up and smell the coffee and ride this and milk it. Because if you keep this thing all the way to WrestleMania, the heat, the fuel, the hype that will be built around this match will be amazing. I mean, it's common sense. They're going to have, again, John Cena main event in WrestleMania. So that's no big surprise. But let's give these two, Triple H and CM Punk, a real good angle. So, but you're definitely right on that. I'm going to have to agree with you. We might not even see Triple H and CM Punk. And I won't be surprised if this is all a setup and we're going to see Kevin Nash and CM Punk at the end of the day.
In the end of everything, Mr. Roman, they have been portraying behind the scenes in WWE of long-term storylines ahead of time. Their first project was the Cena and the Rock feud, and look how far it's gotten. It's gotten publicity throughout the world about this WrestleMania main event, The Rock versus Cena. Now they're planning on doing it with the new COO of the WWE, Triple H, versus CM Punk. You may never know what might happen. That is the whole point. And now, as me, trying to hit on you almost every show, you might never know what might happen in the next Roman show when I'm on. Maybe I'll show up with a bouquet of flowers for you.
Oh,
you never know.
We got to stop this. Just keep it professional, please. Come on. This is a PG show. All right. Just like the WWE has gone PG, we have gone PG. I know we're on at 11:43 right now, and all the children are asleep, but we have to keep it professional and Electrical. Now, on another note, I'm going to proceed. What were you going to say, man?
Well, Mr. Roman, think about it. The fans want to see it. The fans want me. That's why you keep on reaching out to me. I'm here, and I'm here to entertain the millions of electrical lights. So in this case, Mr. Roman, you never know what might happen when Electrico stops by to electrify you.
Okay, we'll make sure that the voltage will be stopped before you even attempt to proceed. And Electrico, let's talk some wrestling again. Hey, what are your thoughts on Terry Runnels having bodyguards covering her as she made an appearance in Pennsylvania this weekend? She was actually together with New Jack, and she filed a lawsuit for spreading out some messages that were unkind to Terry Runnels, saying that she was addicted to drugs. What's your take on that?
Do you want me to be personally honest with you, Mr. Roman? I really don't care about Mrs. Terry Runnels, because think about it, she's a woman. But if you want my professional opinion, these two have had an under-the-cover relationship where nobody even knew. Nobody knew that New Jack and Mrs. Terry Runnels were dating. And now look, everything has gone way past professionalism, and now you got New Jack threatening her, and her being under bodyguard, and really, I don't think, personally, you know, that this is good for either one of them. You know, New Jack is a great man. Same thing for Terry Romo. She's a great woman. But what comes around goes around. And right now, it seems like it's happening to both. Now,
yeah, you know, I had the pleasure. I had the pleasure of actually speaking to Terry Romo, Dear Man in Florida, where she was at a comic book convention. And she was actually alongside New Jack. And I remember that these guys, especially New Jack, he was just trying to hustle the fans for a $20 postcard or picture with his signature. Now, here you are, a wrestler who has been pretty much washed up, asking for $20, trying to hustle fans, while Terry Runnels went ahead and took a picture with me and other fans without charging her a dime. So it seems to be that New Jack has possibly lost his mind. We see some of these YouTube videos, and he just goes on a rant. He's kind of up there with the Ultimate Warrior going bananas, talking baloney about Hulk Hogan. And I don't know if you agree with me on that one, Electrical.
Well, the thing about it is that you're talking about two different subjects here. You got a relationship gone haywire, and then you got two gentlemen who were great in their prime that are still trying to go out there and pretend like they are by doing online promos on YouTube. You know something? Personally, me? Our own ICW superstar, the awesome one, Dash Maverick, not only is he good looking, but he could also cut one better promo than both of those gentlemen combined. My opinion.
By the way, do you have a YouTube channel that you want to plug?
You could always find me on Facebook. You could find me on facebook.com/LElectrico and follow me there. Post anything. I'll respond to you. I'll let you know when the shows are coming up. I'll let you know what's up with ICW. ICW is my home. If you want to visit our own website there too, is www.indycw.com. Follow us. Follow us where we're going to be, what shows we're going to portray. Because I could tell you this much, if El Electrico is there, you're going to be entertained. If you're going to be there, you're just going to be entertained with the millions of superstars ICW has to give. Like people like Dash Maverick, like people like Jordan Rayner, people like Scorpio, people like the K5. Oh, my God, the K5. Oof. Especially when...
All right, we're going to have to stop you there. You're just going overboard, Electric. Wait, I want to take a chance here to let the people know that the Roman Show is looking for sponsorship. As you know, we host a pro wrestling show every Monday right after Raw, and we host an MMA show Wednesdays at 11 p.m., where we, at this show, we go a little bit more professional and a little bit more serious. El Electrico, you're not welcome on the MMA show. No offense. But nonetheless, we have fighters from all over across the country and the world call in to have their take on the professional mixed martial arts. If you want to sponsor the show, go ahead and email us, romandh@yahoo.com. That's romandh@yahoo.com. And folks, you could also follow me on Twitter at @RomanDH. And on September 8th, and at Electrico, I don't know if you're a big fan of MMA, but I will be hosting and cage announcing an event in Fort Lauderdale. You want to make sure you get your tickets. You can do so by visiting FightTimePromotions.com. There will be amateur MMA, and there will be a title fight. And at Electrico, when there's a title involved, do you know that the fighters just go ham, like Jay-Z and Kanye say. And on September 15th, we are back at Club Play South Beach in Miami Beach as the $25,000 tournament continues. So you want to make sure you're there. We're going to have several amateur MMA fights. And Miami Beach, Play Hard Thursdays, is an incredible series that's been going on since May. And this time around, we're going to have fighters fly in from all sorts of places in the country. You want to make sure you're there. It's pretty much become a national event as people from Michigan, Louisiana are flying in. The club is actually flying them in as they will compete in this $25,000 tournament. All right, folks. So now as we talk about, I want to make sure, Electrical, as you stay online, who's serving as my co-host this evening here on the Roman Show, episode number 8. I want to let you know this information that we just received. As seen on tonight, the new name for tag team champions, Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston, is Air Boom. Again, folks, want to mention now, if you want to call in, 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. Now, WWE's website has published an article looking at Kevin Nash's return and how it's similar to the NWO, teasing the return of the infamous group. As seen on Raw tonight, like I said earlier today, Nash used the NWO theme song. On another note, Alex Riley beat Drew McIntyre in a dark match before tonight's Raw in Oklahoma. No word yet on why WWE champion Alberto Del Rio wasn't on Raw tonight, but we do know he was in Mexico over the weekend to renew his visa. Electrical, you don't have any visa problems, right?
No, I don't have any visa problems, Roman. Do you think I'll be here in the United States if I did?
Well,
come
could
on, now.
You could be calling me Collect for all I know. I'm not quite sure. I don't know how you people work over there. Hey, but folks, if you want to call in...
Actually, Roman, right now...
What's up? Talk to me, Electrical.
Actually, right now, Roman, I'm enjoying a nice American hot dog with some mayo. Oh, my God, this is delicious.
Electrical, you would get us kicked out of FCC a long time ago if we will be on the air right now. But, yeah, Electrical, I want to get your take on this whole tag team scenario in the World Wrestling Entertainment. You know, I remember back in the day, the LODs, even D-Generation X. There were so many great tag teams out there that performed so awesome and literally made a name for that category of tag team. Imagine Christian was one of them, the Hardy Boys. I mean, the Steiner Brothers. What is happening to the tag team category? I mean, what's going on in Electrical? What's your take? Are they trying to abandon the tag team division?
Well, to be honest with you, Roman, I think they're actually trying to establish the tag team division again. Because if I'm correct, from what I've heard, Triple H, the tag team division is one of Triple H's top priorities on top of the cruiserweight division as well. As a matter of fact, I heard that actually WWE is inquiring on signing, if they have already, the Kings of Wrestling, which is actually Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli. A lot of people know them from Ring of Honor as being the longest reigning Ring of Honor tag team champions. Now, in this case, if that were really true, I see the tag team division returning back to television, which is a lot of things that a lot of our fans have been asking for. You know, ICW has established a very good tag team division. And now, look what's happening. WWE is getting it back. Same thing for TNA. Same thing for Ring of Honor. Tag team division is on the rise. And I wouldn't be too surprised if by the end of this year, you're going to see a full established tag team division back. On top of that, a cruiserweight division. Because, as you were saying earlier in the show, Mr. Roman, you were saying that WWE was trying to inquire on some Dragon's Gate professional wrestlers. In this case, if that were to be really true, you're actually seeing the cruiserweight division growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to point something else, too. And I think this should definitely have been the topic. And if you want to call in, you can do so, 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. Wherever you're listening, please call us. Do you think that we have seen or are beginning to see the ending of the SmackDown and Raw brand? Are we going to see both of these brands combined at Electrical? And what do you think it means to the WWE? Personally, I like the draft. A lot of people tuned in for that show. It's a three-hour show. We don't know where, who's going to go where. But what do you think is happening here? Do you think it will benefit the WWE getting rid of the brand scenario?
Well, to be honest with you, Mr. Roman, if they do away with this whole little brand division stuff, you know, I don't think that'll be good for a lot of wrestlers, because think about it. If you have one brand for everybody, where do people like Sin Cara land? They won't have space for people like him. Then the people like, let me see, let me mention another name, Zack Ryder. How long has it been since you've seen him on television? And finally, after a plug from CM Punk, they finally put him back. You know, and mind you, I hope Zack Ryder is listening to this show, because I'm a gigantic fan. I want to tell him woo, woo, woo on my end, because Zack, I'm feeling the Zack attack for sure on this end. I'll tell you that much, buddy. But anyway, I see if they do away with the brands, I don't think that would be a good idea.
Right. Hey, and what's going on here? I don't know if you read about this, but in Canada, not too long ago, well, they were in Canada, actually last week, they had sent Luis Ignacio Urbe Alverdi. I don't know. Do you know who he is?
Yes, actually, what's happening now, a lot of people don't know this, but the original Sin Cara, even before Alverde was Sin Cara, the original Único is now playing the Sin Cara character. A long time ago in Mexico, when I was just beginning to train, those two were actually feuding in AAA. Now, Único into America before Sin Cara ever made it here, formerly known as Místico. Now, now what's happening is that they already have a bad term with the original Sin Cara, a.k.a. Alverde. In this case, they sent him home last week from the SmackDown taping, continue using Único as the Sin Cara that you saw tonight, and the same Sin Cara that you saw last night on last Friday, and on top of that, probably the same Sin Cara you're going to see tomorrow go one-on-one with the very sexy Alberto Del Rio. Now, on top of this, you know what? I personally think that this Sin Cara character is, I don't know what to say about it, you know? They're both representing Mexico, but in the end, you cannot go over an original. It's kind of like saying, look, if anyone is listening to our show, and if you're an ICW fan, listen to this. It's kind of like saying, yeah, I'm El Electrico. You've seen me. Now give the mask to a person like Dash Maverick. Is he going to be the same? No. So that's what I'm saying. That's the difference.
Right. And you know, El Electrico, I mean, they were hyping up the original Sin Cara, who actually the first Sin Cara, the call, was actually prohibited or suspended for finding him with some sort of illegal substance he was using. So they've had some of their troubles with WWE and the original Sin Cara. Nonetheless, this man seems to play the role okay. But I think we're going to be all right. You saw the man flying, and he's the second generation of a Rey Mysterio, as a Rey Mysterio is recuperating from knee surgery. So definitely this guy and Alberto Del Rio are making a major impact as far as Mexico in the world wrestling entertainment. El Electrico, we have less than 60 seconds. Please follow my man El Electrico, facebook.com/ El Electrico. It's always a pleasure to have you. And El Electrico, make sure you tune in, and everyone else who hears us tunes in this Wednesday for our MMA show. That's this Wednesday here on blogtalkradio.com/ Rodolfo Roman. Follow me on Twitter at Rodolfo. Sorry, I always get too much Rodolfo Romans in Electrico. You got to stick to one thing. But follow me on Twitter at RomanDH. Follow my website or visit my website at RodolfoRoman.com, where you can catch up with the past episodes of the Roman Show. Electrico, it's been a pleasure. We're calling it quick for tonight. All righty, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so very much, and
I
we'll see you next week. All righty, Electrico.
Okay,
have
all
a good night, my man.
Electrico night. All right, good night, Roman.
Good night, Electrico. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you Wednesday here on Blog Talk Radio. The Roman Show, episode number 9. Thanks for tuning in. Good night, folks.
We walk alone in the unknown.